Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Greg Diet. Israel is continuing its airstrikes on Gaza, and Palestinian militants are keeping up cross-border rocket fire. There's currently no sign of any imminent ceasefire, despite international calls to end more than a week of fighting. Gaza medical officials say 217 Palestinians have been killed, including 63 children, and more than 1,400 wounded since the fighting intensified. Israeli authorities say 12 people have been killed in Israel, including 2 children. The United Nations says more than 52,000 Palestinians have been displaced, and nearly 450 buildings in the Gaza Strip destroyed or damaged. The Morrison government is going ahead with a $600 million new gas-fired power plant in the New South Wales Hunter Valley. It comes after a major report called for an end to investment in fossil fuel technology. Government-owned Snowy Hydro Limited will construct the 660-megawatt open-cycle gas turbine. Police involved in the fatal shooting of an African-American motorist in the United States will not face criminal charges. 42-year-old Andrew Brown was shot 5 times when police tried to arrest him in North Carolina. Lawyer Andrew Womble says Brown drove his car at the police, so his shooting death is tragic but justified.
Mr. Brown's death, while tragic, was justified because Mr. Brown's actions caused 3 deputies with the Pasquotank County Sheriff's Office to reasonably believe it was necessary to use deadly force to protect themselves and others.
Andrew Brown's family disagrees, saying he was executed. His death last April led to protests against police brutality. The United States Congress has passed laws intended to deal with a rise in hate crimes against Asian Americans and Pacific Islanders. The laws are designed to address the increase in anti-immigrant attacks since the start of the pandemic. Australian artist Montagna has not progressed to the final of the Eurovision Song Contest. She is one of 6 entrants to drop out from the semi-final stage. Despite not progressing, the Australian artist says she's proud to take part.
I'm very happy with it. I'm very proud of it. You know, with the amount of time we got given, I'm still really stoked and I'm just like really proud to be part of Eurovision.
Thousands of Japanese doctors are calling for the Tokyo Olympic Games to be cancelled because of the coronavirus pandemic. A jump in infections has hospitals overwhelmed, prompting the government to extend a 3rd state of emergency in Tokyo and other prefectures until the 31st of May. That's less than 3 months from the start of the Games. Hundreds of thousands of people have also signed an online petition in support of the cancellation. I'm Greg Diet. This is SBS News in Easy English.